There you go. That is Jared Goff following a Lions win. On the road in Arizona, Tigers take 2 of 3 from the Baltimore Orioles over the weekend in just an incredible fashion.
Anything else happened? Like, did how was Kansas City? Were they good?
They were not. The Lions, Tigers have caught them as well. So.
What about Minnesota? That's the team that we are.
Dude, that doubleheader watching on the game cast on ESPN. I got football on. I got the Tigers on. I got watching game cast. I mean, this is incredible.
Things went south for the Twins?
Sure have. Mm. And now the Tigers control their own destiny. They control their own destiny.
This is all you ask for, right?
Yep. Actually, I'm not even sure if fans asked for this. They didn't, because they didn't even think it was realistic.
Well, Baltimore's out of reach, right?
So that's the thing, is the Tigers actually own the tiebreaker. Baltimore needs to go 2-4, and Detroit would have to go 6-0.
You're saying there's a chance.
Well, the funny thing is of course I'm saying there's a chance.
And yet, Dave, not likely. But this whole season has been not
incredible.
Likely.
Greg's in Detroit, 997, want to take it. What's up, Greg?
Oh, man, just an incredible weekend. I'm finding out that I got to change my deodorant because it doesn't work. this weekend has just really tested my deodorant. But really quickly, guys, it was great to see Brock Rice and LaPorta on the field at the same time. It was great. It was great to see my quarterback show some emotion at the end of the game. That was great. I'm heading up a hedge fund to give Fox a statue outside, because he's been the one rock steady player that's just been holding it down for that defense, man. He really needs to get his roses, because he has just been solid. I mean, incredible. And lastly, I have a concern with Patrick. Last week, he didn't do a toe tag drag, which I thought every receiver should do. And then this week, it seemed like he was lackadaisical about where the first down was. I mean, he's a good player, love his story, it's a great story. But it was kind of, you know, his play has kind of been kind of lax. Can you guys comment on that? And just one last thing and let you go. If every other team can get to their star receivers, what do you think the problem is that we can't get to JMO more consistently?
So here's the deal. Greg, thank you for the phone call. Let's start with Tim Patrick. Yeah, look, the thing about Tim Patrick is it's a work in progress. He just got here. And I don't think there's a huge surprise that it comes with some growing pains. They're clearly trying to develop him. They've given him snap counts. Like, they're giving him snaps. He had 34 snaps yesterday. But, he's got catching up to do. He's crash coursing this offense. So he's probably thinking a lot, which means, you know, you're uncomfortable in that situation. Just like any situation in life. If you're new to it, it takes some time to get used to it, where it becomes second nature. And that leads to other things that you don't do right. It looked like at one point he got bailed out on a false start. But, yeah, and as far as JMO, look, so that game, they got the ball to LaPorta. They got the ball to the tight ends. And we always talk about this. There's only so many offensive snaps. And in the point in the game where they were building their lead, in those so many offensive snaps, when they were going to the tight end, it means they weren't going to somebody else. And in this game, it was Jameson Williams. And then it got into the second half, and they had a big lead, and there wasn't a big need to throw the ball a lot. So time and score dictated that the wide receiver play, they weren't going to get as many targets. And when they did, it was Amon-Ra. And Amon-Ra on that huge third down, at 3rd and 12.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about targeting receivers in a game like this. I mean, look, this is the flip-flop of what we had a week ago. Week ago, they threw the ball over 50 times, with 56 when you included the punter passing. 56 passes in the game. This week, they threw it 23, and they ran it 43. When you're running the ball 43 times in a game, you're winning the game, because that's all you're doing. You're trying to just salt the game away at the end in the second half, and that's what they did. They just kept running it, and it was – everything worked. You know, Goff completed, what, his first 14 passes or 13 passes? He was on fire. And then the Lions caught a break at the two-minute warning. Looked like they caught a break.
They did catch a break. And that's – you know what?
That's just, you know, Lions luck, man.
That's the pendulum of luck that we have discussed forever, swinging back our direction.
It absolutely did, because, you know, 100 times out of 100 up until 3 years ago or 2 years ago, that goes against the Lions.
Yep.
somehow they got the benefit of the doubt, and it really was startling. But we'll take it.
There were always weird rules interpretations, and the next thing you know, the other team was awarded a safety.
Yeah, yeah. And then what happens? A couple plays after that, they do the hook and lateral, and we got a touchdown. And it's one hell of a first half turned in by the offense and the defense. It was just great to watch. So it doesn't bother me that there weren't that many targets out there for J-Mo. I mean, I'm watching the game and I'm thinking, all right, when's J-Mo going to get involved here? But at the same time, I'm also seeing what's happening. They're just getting big chunks of yards on the ground, and I recognize it's going to be tough. And then they try the reverse to him, and that didn't work out so well. They tried the deep pass to him that was just out of bounds, but nicely thrown ball. But the ball was thrown out of bounds, and J-Mo running that route. They tried deep to him down the field, and it looked like if Goff had thrown it a little bit more inside, more of a post pattern, that maybe J-Mo's got a touchdown. But hey, that's nitpicking when you're winning the game and you're running to win that game. And, he mentioned Brock Wright, 4 catches out of 5 targets. LaPorta was 2 for 2. But, unfortunately, we got to talk about injuries at some point.
Yeah,
LaPorta kept coming off the field.
Yep. But we predicted this last week. LaPorta's going to get more involved, and when he does, it's going to come at the expense of somebody else's touches. And don't freak out. Don't panic. Don't worry. And I don't think Greg was. It's just the way it is. Yeah. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, fellas. What's going on?
It's going great.
I just want to shout out for the Lions, the situational football. Even the Lions prefer, they didn't get the coin toss, so they got the ball right off rip and went right down the field and scored. And it never kind of looked back from that point. Offense made all the right plays in the first half. Special teams and defense. Fox was a man. He made them work with a long field every single punt. The defense was able to make plays. And in the second half, you guys were just talking about St. Brown. I think that third down conversion was in the second half. Even though we didn't have any scoring points, the situational football, even the very last play to close the game out, we loaded up Jumbo with Skipper. We've been doing it all game long. What comes next? Bootleg, game over. You know what I'm saying? So it was complete. All 3 phases of the game, situational football. Panay had a false start, pushed it to like a 3rd and 12. Who comes up clutch? St. Brown again. You know what I'm saying? The 3rd and 18 with Gibbs, the draw play. I think that was also in the second half. Extended the drives, ball control. I'm trying to think of field position. Yeah, as they controlled field position entire second half, always gave those guys a long field to work with. It was a complete game from beginning to end.
You hit on a lot of points there, and you're right. And the previous caller mentioned Jack Fox, and now you bring up field position, which was dictated in large part by elite punting from Jack Fox. And, we set some defensive goals for this team. Could they? It was a bit of a false narrative, I think, coming out of the Tampa game that Baker Mayfield killed him, and he made some plays. But we looked at Baker when it was all said and done. We're like, all right, Baker Mayfield, yeah, he did make plays, but do you kill someone was he a killer when they held him under 200 yards passing and under 35 yards rushing? And we said, look, if they can do that to Kyler Murray, that's a huge win. Kyler Murray, 205 yards passing, which is certainly not fatal, and 45 yards rushing.
Yeah, and he had most of that in the first drive.
Yep.
The rushing. I mean, he had the 21-yard run. I think he had another one like 12 or 15-yard run, and that was it. They shut him down. They able to corral him. That tackle from Carlton Davis, we're on 4th and 1, and it looked like a naked eye. You're like, oh, he's got this. I mean, he reached across. He's got it. And then they sync it up with the review.
Yep.
I mean, Aaron Glenn is right there on the plate. Nope, pointing to the ground. He did not. He's down here. And then when they sync it up and you see that his leg is down, and the ball is a full yard behind the line to gain. It was things are just going the Lions' way. It was nice.
Brian, you're next on 97.1. Hello, Brian.
Hey, let me play back that hand.
What's up?
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. So I want to give you kind of a quick hitter theater here. A couple things I liked, a couple things I didn't like. What I liked on offense was, they got back to some semblance of balance, even though they ran more than they passed. But the Lions' offense should either be balanced or skew more toward the run. Obviously, game plan, dependent. One thing I didn't particularly like, on the offense, this is a minor thing, but they just couldn't get that put away drive done near the end But a W is a W. It happens. Not a big deal. They still hung on and won. They still won.
They did get the put-away draft.
But, no, I meant, like, to put a dagger in them to get a final touchdown.
You wanted it earlier.
That's the only other thing I would have liked to have seen. Yeah. Defense, overall, they played really well. They limited those deep shots. Like, I thought that was great. You know, the secondary is playing significantly better than it, you know, did in previous years. They didn't just get blown up left and right. You know, obviously, if you have a really good receiver like Marvin Harrison Jr. is, he's going to get his. That's just how it is. Obviously, the Achilles heel, if you can say, continues to be running quarterbacks have gotten out on him. So that would be the defensive thing I, you know, was like, ah, God, of course Kyler's going to get away. But again, he's going to get hit.
Yeah, I think 45 yards is pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good overall. He didn't make any absolutely crazy plays. Something I really liked as far as an individual player, man, how good of a pickup is David Montgomery been for this team?
Yeah, I mean,
he's just pushing that pile and just,
so
you know.
Strong. He's got wiggle and he's strong. And there are plays that are blocked for 1 yard, he's getting three. Plays that are blocked for 5 yards, he's getting seven. Plays that are over, and he instead levitates. Which was, he said he was laughing that whole time when he was up in the air and just moving forward. When the scrum pushed him forward in the air.
That was amazing.